A reading from the Gospel according to John. After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He did not wish to go about in Judea, because the Jews were looking for an opportunity to kill him. Now the Jewish festival of Booths was near. But after his brothers had gone to the festival, then he also went, not publicly, but as it were in secret. Now some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is not this the man whom they are trying to kill? And here he is, speaking openly." But they say nothing to him. Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Messiah? Yet we know where this man is from, and when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from. Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I am from. I have not come on my own, but the one who sent me is true, and you do not know him. I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me." Then they tried to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. In 1989, I was a missionary in Nicaragua, and my Dominican brother friend, Jim Barnett, was just across the border in El Salvador. And of course, that time, both countries were at war, and the Jesuit martyrs in November of 1989 were killed. I believe it was shortly after that that much insurrection and military operations occurred in San Salvador, the capital city of El Salvador, where Jim lived. And we had heard, even in Nicaragua, in Managua, that Jim was under threat, that his house had received a call, which was a death threat, very serious charge, and many, many people received death threats and died, disappeared. So fortunately, after much anxiety, we learned that Jim had escaped with the help of the Canadian embassy. It was quite a frightening experience just to know that someone was out to kill him. I can only imagine how Jim felt knowing someone was out to kill him. Many people live under death threats throughout the world, hopefully none of us. What would you do if someone was out to kill you? Well, in the Gospel of today, we just heard once again that Jesus lived a threatened life. People were out to kill him. And it's not the first time. In fact, his life begins that way. Imagine that Jesus lived most of his life under the threat of being killed, especially as he began to preach. When he's born in Bethlehem, King Herod attempts to kill him, but instead kills and slaughters all the little children in Bethlehem and the region, whereas Joseph and Mary helped Jesus escape, taking his little baby Jesus with them to Egypt. Later, when he's preaching in his own hometown in Nazareth, they try to throw him off the cliff after his homily. Hopefully that won't happen to me. He was threatened with the Pharisees and the Herodians who met in a council to kill him, make a plan to kill him after he healed a man with a withered hand in Galilee. He healed a paralytic at the pool of Bethsaida in Jerusalem, and they sought to slay him for it. When he said, "Before Abraham, I am," there was an attempt to stone him. Later, the leaders sent officers to arrest him, try to find him. They even made a commandment at one time that if anyone knew about Jesus or his whereabouts, that they should turn him in. Kind of a warrant for his arrest, you might say. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, they tried to kill him. And then they tried to kill Lazarus also to get rid of, you know, the evidence of the resurrection of Lazarus. Anyway, the list goes on. I believe some scholars say there are as many as 22 accounts that verify that Jesus was living under threat, that they were trying to kill him, or had death traps, attempts, plans to get him. He knew who they were. Jesus once directly said, "I'm going up to Jerusalem where the Pharisees, the scribes, and chief priests and elders will kill me." It's amazing that he knew very clearly in who his enemies were and confronted them. Scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians, chief priests, elders, doctors of the law, other lawyers, council members, officers, temple guards, Caiaphas, Herod. Lots of folks wanted to kill Jesus. It had to be incredible for him to go around in his ministry preaching, aware that they were out to kill him. I don't know why, but this Lent, that thought seems to impact me more than other years. We all know this, that they were trying to kill Jesus, but to see it again this year, it's amazing that he does not let fear destroy him. But rather, he kind of lives an interior freedom, though his travel to certain districts is restrained, and he's not foolish. He doesn't walk into the traps. Jesus does not hate or attempt revenge, trying to kill his enemies or gather an army around him to kill them back, like a mafia against mafia. He does not lose his sense of humor, it seems, his joy, despite the death threats and arrest warrants all through his life. So it raises the question for us this Lenten season, when we remember so much about the death and the resurrection of Jesus, how should we deal with our enemies? How do we deal with those who cause us suffering? Are we vengeful on anyone who hurts us? How should we overcome obstacles in our lives to remain free, hopeful, joyful, happy, despite all the odds? How shall we love at the very time when our life is difficult because of others? Be courageous, because Jesus himself lived a very threatened life.